Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
WOKV News Time 8:11. Richard Mullaney is the founding director of the Public Policy Institute at Jacksonville University and WOKV's political analyst. Rick, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
This is a really great time to be a political analyst because there's so much uncharted territory, right?
That's one of the great understatements of all time. I think the last 3.5 weeks have been some of the most remarkable time period in the history of our country. You go back to the debate, you go back to Supreme Court rulings, you go to the Republican convention, you go to the assassination attempt, and then, of course, yesterday with President Biden leaving the race. It is beyond unprecedented. It's beyond remarkable. It truly is.
I was talking with someone yesterday about, you know, studying in college, journalism and political science, and, you know, everything seemed kind of boring up until about 3 years ago. And I said, there's nothing in the textbooks to have prepared us for this. So,
well, I've always found it pretty interesting. Some races are more boring than others, but that is not an adjective that will be used for the 2024 presidential race. It has been historic in so many ways with two of the oldest contenders ever running for president, with Joe Biden and Donald Trump, and of course now Donald Trump, and we will see, you know, who the Democratic nominee is going to be. I do believe this summer will be written about for decades to come. I think this race will be written about for decades to come, because truly we've never seen anything quite like it.
You're right. So admittedly, none of us were, I think, truly surprised by the president's announcement that he would step aside. We may have been surprised a little bit by the timing of it. Do you think we would have had this announcement were it not for the strength of the GOP campaign?
I tend to think you would have. I think the strength of the convention, the GOP had a terrific convention. There's no doubt about that. And you hate to talk about it in political terms, but the assassination attempt on Donald Trump also boosted both that convention and boosted Donald Trump. But really, since the debate more than 3 weeks ago, it has been a challenge for President Biden. He tried to stem the tide, of course, with some interviews with George Stephanopoulos and Lester Holt. He had a pretty decent press conference, really, at NATO, except for a couple little missteps and faux pas with, you know, getting some names wrong. But in the end, it was that haunting debate performance that really caused concerns, not only as to whether he could win, and many believed he could not win in November, and the concern over down ballot candidates who are also being hurt by this, but also simply whether he had the mental and physical fitness to serve another 4 years. So the momentum since 3 weeks ago has been extraordinary. The Democrats, of course, have a growing consensus. That dam broke. And I agree with you. The timing yesterday afternoon may have taken us a little bit off guard, but the fact that he is leaving the race is really not a surprise, given the debate of 3 weeks ago and given what's happened in between.
Okay, so many questions. What do you think is the viability of the effort to invoke the 25th Amendment at this point?
I really don't think that's going anywhere. In the end, what the Democrats are going to do is they're going to rally around a new candidate. The inside track clearly is Kamala Harris for so many reasons. She's the sitting vice president. She's the first woman of color to serve as vice president. She has access to a war chest of $91 million that others don't. She has the endorsement of President Biden. And they're on a short time frame. The convention starts 4 weeks from today. But voting is actually online is August 1st, which is 10 days from now. So I think you're going to see the Democrats coalesce around her. I do not think there's going to be realistic calls. And by the way, the 25th Amendment can be used by the cabinet. That is Joe Biden's cabinet. That is not really going to happen between now and January. And so lay that aside. It's going to be a new Democratic nominee, and you're going to see a different kind of convention come August 19th. I think it's going to be a Democratic convention in which they're going to try to have the same sort of unity that you just witnessed with the Republican convention.
Okay, and you mentioned the war chest. There was some discussion this past weekend by some political analysts that it is not a given that Kamala can access that war chest. Is that really a thing?
It's a discussion. There's $91 million. She is on that Biden-Harris ticket. One view that I subscribe to is that she will have access. The other is, even the money doesn't go away necessarily. It could be given to a PAC. You could go back to the donors and try to get it reissued. But she has the inside track to that money over any other potential candidate, and that is another one of the advantages for Kamala Harris, and the reason why she's really sort of the one who's the prohibitive favorite in terms of getting the nomination.
Okay. And we're told that President Biden will speak later this week at a press conference. Do you think we're anticipating any surprises for that press conference?
I don't think so. I think whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, there is a certain sadness to this. I mean, again, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, 50 years of public service, I think, should be recognized and honored for that service to our country over half a century. It's a very difficult way in which to leave public office. He hung in there very hard. He wanted to continue to serve. But I think he saw over time more clearly what other Democrats saw, which is, number one, he really didn't have a path to win. Number two, he was going to hurt down ballot candidates if he stayed in. And I'm not so sure he bought into number three, but certainly the rest of the Democratic Party and the nation did. And that is that Joe Biden at 81 is not the Joe Biden of 71, or quite frankly, not even the Joe Biden of 4 years ago. That decline in his cognitive ability is apparent to many. And so it was important, and I think the right thing for him to do for the country, to leave the race. And I think he will give a talk later this week that addresses those issues.
Okay, so no presidential emeritus role for him in the new administration, regardless of whatever that is.
No, he's endorsed Kamala Harris. That is one way in which sort of his policy, and that, by the way, that's going to be part of the Republican attack on this, is going to be that she is an extension of the Biden policies. They're going to go after immigration in particular, calling her the border czar, that she was put in charge of this. And immigration is right in the wheelhouse of the issues that Republicans and Donald Trump want to be talking about. It was a feature of his address at the convention. They're going to talk about inflation, of course, and they're going to tie her to the Biden policies. They're going to talk about energy policy, which is, again, something Donald Trump emphasized at the convention. So you can expect that this is going to be hotly contested in the weeks ahead.
Okay, so I won't put you on the spot now, but I'll ask you, maybe we'll check in with you later in the week for predictions on as to a running mate, unless you want to make a prediction now.
Well, I think some of the factors she's going to weigh, and I can tell you some very competitive candidates, I think she's going to take a look at those swing states, those seven swing states. And you have Josh Shapiro, the governor from Pennsylvania, very attractive candidate on the Democratic side in terms of what he's doing in Pennsylvania, and that's an important state. You have Governor Cooper out of North Carolina, which would be, if you could get that in play, and again, considered one of the southern swing states. Then you have Senator Kelly out in Arizona, again, another swing state, and the senator there who's a fighter pilot and an astronaut. So those are three to keep in mind. There are some others, such as Andy Beshear in Kentucky. I think that's where the focus is going to be over the next 10 days, because by August 1, there's a really good chance that the Democrats will have coalesced around their nominee and the VP pick.
Rick Mullaney, WOKV political analyst, thank you for the time this morning. Keep your seatbelt buckled. I have a feeling we're still in for a wild ride.
Great being with you.
Thank you so much.